With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Madison Lane here, and welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. Today we're diving into something super important, building resilience in the face of adversity. Ever feel like life just loves throwing curveballs? You know that feeling when everything seems to be going perfectly fine and then BAM. Out of nowhere, a big all obstacle appears right smack dab in your path. Well, let me tell you, we're all human, and those curveballs are bound to happen. But the beauty is, we have the power to choose how we respond. We can either crumble under the weight of it all or arise above like a phoenix from the ashes. And trust me, that resilient, badass version of yourself, that's the one you want to be. So, what exactly does it mean to build resilience? Think of it like this. Life is a giant obstacle course, and resilience is your superpower. It's that inner strength, that ability to bounce back from setbacks, learn from those stumbles, and come out stronger on the other side. Here are five key takeaways that will help you build your own unshakable resilience. Trust me, these are gold. Number one, accept what you can't control. This one is huge. We often waste precious energy trying to change things we have absolutely zero power over. It's like trying to wrestle a tornado, it just doesn't work. Instead, focus your energy on what you can control: your thoughts, your actions, your reactions. You can choose how you respond to any situation, even the really crappy ones. Number two, reframe your perspective. Ever heard the saying, look on the bright side? It sounds cheesy, I know, but there's actually some truth to it. When things get tough, try to find the silver lining, the lesson learned, or even just a tiny spark of positivity. It might be challenging at first, but with practice, you'll become a master reframer. Number three, cultivate self-compassion. Be your own best friend, people. When you stumble, treat yourself with kindness and understanding. We all mess up, it's part of being human. Don't beat yourself up over it. Instead, learn from the experience and move forward with grace. Number four, build a strong support system. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage you, and believe in you. These are your cheerleaders, your rock, your tribe. Share your struggles, celebrate your victories, and know that you're never truly alone. Number five, embrace the power of growth. Adversity is a catalyst for growth. It pushes us outside our comfort zones, challenges us to be stronger, wiser, and more resilient. So, when life throws you a curveball, don't see it as an obstacle, see it as an opportunity to learn, evolve, and become the best version of yourself. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. You've been working tirelessly on a project, putting your heart and soul into it. You're so close to the finish line, but then, bam, a major setback hits. It could be anything, a missed deadline, a technical glitch, or even someone letting you down. Your initial reaction might be despair, frustration, maybe even anger. But then remember those five key takeaways. Take a deep breath, acknowledge your feelings, and remind yourself that this is just a temporary bump in the road. You've got this. Reframe the situation. Maybe the setback allows you to learn something new or explore a different approach. Lean on your support system, talk to a friend, mentor, or colleague who can offer encouragement and guidance. And most importantly, remember that setbacks are a part of the journey. They don't define you, they simply shape you. So, as we wrap up today's episode, let's solidify those key takeaways. Accept what you can't control, reframe your perspective, cultivate self-compassion, build a strong support system, and embrace the power of growth. Remember, resilience isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them head-on with courage, grace, and a whole lot of badassery. Now I want to hear from you. What are your biggest takeaways from today's episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or join the conversation on social media using #BuildYourStoicCore. Let's inspire each other to build unshakable resilience one day at a time. And don't forget, new episodes every single day, so stay tuned for more wisdom, motivation, and maybe even a little bit of laughter along the way. Catch you next time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.